Ethereum developers back Lean Ethereum but want it faster than 4 years. Several Ethereum developers have endorsed Vitalik Buterin's Lean Ethereum roadmap, but a number of them argue the proposed 3 to 4 year timeline is too slow and should be compressed. CoinMarketCap flagged the developer response on July 7, 2026, framing it as broad agreement on direction paired with disagreement on pace. The reaction lands about 2 days after Buterin first laid out the plan. Lean Ethereum reorganizes the protocol around recursive Stark-based verification, so one prover does the heavy computation and every other node checks a compact proof rather than re-executing every transaction. It also moves the network toward quantum-resistant signatures ahead of any practical quantum threat. Buterin positioned the effort as Ethereum's third major phase, after the 2015 launch and the 2022 merge. The dispute is about sequencing, not direction. The developer pushback is a signal of consensus on the destination, not a rejection of it. Endorsement from multiple core contributors is the harder part of any protocol overhaul, and Lean Ethereum appears to have cleared it quickly. The open question is delivery schedule. The argument for going faster rests on the security half of the roadmap. Quantum-resistant signatures are defensive work. They protect against a capability that does not exist at scale today, but would compromise existing elliptic curve signatures once it does. Developers who want the timeline shortened are treating that window as something to close early, rather than to pace out across 4 annual forks. If the threat arrives before 2029, a roadmap that finishes in 2029 finishes late. The argument for holding the line is engineering risk. Recursive Stark verification touches the base layer of how the chain reaches agreement, and rushing base layer changes has a poor track record across every major chain. Ethereum's own history of deliberate multi-year upgrade cycles, from the Beacon chain to the merge, reflects a preference for staged rollouts with long testing windows over speed. No hard fork date moved yet. This is a discussion among developers, not a governance vote or a scheduled change. No fork milestone has been pulled forward. And the 2029 target for core post-quantum infrastructure remains the stated plan of record until a formal proposal changes it. Readers should treat the speeded-up position as input into the roadmap process, not as a commitment. ETH traded at $1,785 as of July 7, 2026, up 1.3% on the day and 14.4% over the prior week, according to CoinMarketCap market data. The developer debate had no visible price effect. Roadmap sequencing years out is not a near-term trading catalyst. The broader fear and greed index sat at 28 in fear territory, even as ETH outperformed on the week. Second-order effects for the ecosystem: a compressed timeline, if it happened, would reshape planning for anyone building on Ethereum settlement guarantees. Layer 2 networks, staking infrastructure, and the stablecoin supply that now concentrates heavily on Ethereum all inherit the base layer's cryptographic assumptions. A faster move to post-quantum signatures pulls forward the migration work those systems eventually have to do. For everyday users, including anyone spending from an Ethereum-based wallet, none of this changes the experience in the near term. Recursive proof verification is designed to keep the chain verifiable on lighter hardware, which over a multi-year horizon supports cheaper and more decentralized validation. That is a long-run reliability story, not a this-quarter one. The practical takeaway today is narrow. The roadmap has developer backing, and the only live disagreement is how many years it should take.